My name is Clive Gray, and I'm Chair of Immunology at University of Cape Town and the founder of Immunopedia. My research focus is on T-cell immunity to HIV and various vaccines in HIV-exposed uninfected infants. My group is trying to understand how pathogens disrupt immune balance and tolerance in particular. Now, the classical view of tolerance is that it is a lack of reactivity to self-antigens or foreign tissue antigens in an organ graft achieved without the need for long-term immunosuppression. In fact, while retaining immune competence and reactivity to all other foreign antigens. So the key here is that it is antigen-driven. In fact, the holy grail of organ transplantation, whether it be solid or stem cell, is to achieve tolerance without the need to supply lots of immunosuppressive drugs. In fact, the most natural state of tolerance, if you think about it, is within the developing fetus, where the baby in utero, who possesses half the genetic material from the mother, is completely tolerated, and the mother does not reject her baby. In fact, much of the current research in neonatal immunology is trying to understand how different pathogens, HIV, cytomegalovirus, hepatitis, for example, results in the breaking of this fetal immune tolerance. Now, in a fully developed immune system, where there is reactivity to self-antigens, this is often detected as an autoimmune condition or autoimmunity. And if this is severe enough, the consequence of this is autoimmune disease. Specific examples are inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and rheumatic heart disease. Now, there are different types of immunological tolerance, central tolerance and peripheral tolerance. Central tolerance is often thought of as a deletion of self-reactive clones or of T or B cells, so that the host does not induce T cells and antibodies from the B cells that recognize any of the self-antigens. Central tolerance for B cells occurs in the bone marrow and for T cells in the thymus. Here there is an intricate process of positive and negative selection of T cells. So let's take the example of the developing T cell in the thymus to highlight this positive and negative selection. And this is absolutely crucial to achieve central tolerance. Developing T cells are first positively selected to self-antigens expressed by the host MHC when they bind with intermediate strength, and they do this via their T cell receptor. The T cells then bind with high affinity for self-antigens, and this occurs in the medulla. The positive selection occurs in the cortex, which is the outside of the thymus, and in the medullary or the central region, that is where the negative selection takes place, where the T cell receptor binds with very high affinity to peptide presented by the MHC. These high affinity self-reactive T cells are then deleted from the repertoire. So you would not expect these cells to be in the peripheral circulation because they have been eliminated from the system. However, the fact is that this process has only now recently come to light, is not very efficient. So also within the medulla region, there is a generation of T regulatory cells, and these help the deletion process, but these cells also play a very important role in maintaining peripheral tolerance. So you have a situation of a fairly inefficient deletion process, but a fairly efficient T regulatory induction process, which maintains the non-reactivity of these cells in the peripheral circulation. So in a sense, it's a balancing act. So tolerance is a balancing act within the immune system whereby Tregs and their counterparts in the B-cell compartment, with the B-regs, regulate self-reactivity and anything that causes self-activation, for example, pathogen infection, whether it be malaria, TB, HIV, cytomegalovirus, or any pathogen, may well tip the balance towards self-reactivity, where you have clones of T-cells that were never deleted but kept in check normally, then reacting too strongly to self-antigens, causing a level of autoimmune disease and pathology.